This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Okay, banks, go get healthy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. The bank stress test results are official, and whether you take them seriously or not, they are having real repercussions. More than half of the 19 banks tested need to raise money. Wells Fargo, Citigroup. Tamara Keith reports on the bank that has the most fundraising to do.
Federal regulators say Bank of America needs to come up with nearly $34 billion of capital. CEO Ken Lewis appeared on CNBC this morning to talk about it.
I don't think it matters whether it's fair or not. We're going to do it, and we think we've got a clear path to do it.
That plan includes raising $17 billion of common equity. $10 billion will come from selling off its Columbia Asset Management Unit and First Republic Bank. It might also enter into several joint ventures. Lewis says the company also still plans to return TARP funds, though he isn't sure how soon that will happen. American Express, which comfortably passed the stress test, is already asked to repay government funds and get out of the TARP. The only bank that says it will probably need government money to build its capital buffer is GMAC, the auto finance giant. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
Some analysts say the stress tests were insufficiently stressful. For example, they assume an unemployment rate of 10.3%, and most experts think we will surpass that. In the next hour, the Labor Department releases its April unemployment figures, and we expect a rate of 8.9%. Jill Barchet tells us the report is just one of a few jobs indicators to come out in the last few days.
One indicator says businesses cut just under 500,000 jobs last month. Another said employers are planning fewer layoffs. Joel Prakken is the chairman of Macroeconomic Advisors. He crunches the numbers for ADP, a payroll processing company that came up with the first figure. Prakken says 500,000 jobs may sound like a lot, but it was far less than the 700,000 layoffs in March.
We often tell our clients less of a negative is a positive, and we had less of a negative.
Prakken says it might be tempting to look at all of this week's job numbers and conclude the economy's on the mend. But he says it's too early for that.
I want to remind you that a job loss of 491,000 in 1 month is a very severe job loss. It's a recession-like loss of jobs.
We've already lost 4 million jobs. Prakken says as the recession grinds on, we could easily lose a million more. He predicts unemployment will hit 9.5% before we bottom out later this year. In New York, I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Canada is out this morning with its unemployment report. The jobless rate there held steady at a 7-year high of 8%. In a few minutes, we'll meet a guy for whom unemployment can't come soon enough. Major European markets are up sharply this morning, 2 to 3%. Asian markets closed modestly higher. Wall Street futures are pointing upward. Yesterday, the Dow lost just over 100 points to 8,409. Some big earnings news this morning. Toyota suffered its first annual net loss since 1950, $4 billion, and it predicts next year will be worse. Japan's biggest chipmaker, Toshiba, had its second straight quarterly loss, but it did forecast a profit for this year.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. American Public Media presents the Poetry Radio Project. You can hear conversations with poets about the economy, music, cooking, and more at americanpublicmedia.org/poetry.
So, as I mentioned earlier, the April unemployment report is due out in less than an hour here. We've brought you a lot of stories lately of Americans who are suffering through job insecurity. Here's a guy who welcomes it. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson met this anonymous New Yorker. He was working for a startup that got bought. So now he works for this large, well-known technology company despite his best efforts.
Okay, so somewhere along the way, the economy went down a little bit, and the big company started to lay people off. What did you think on those layoff days?
The first round, I was 50-50. I was saying, well, if I get laid off, okay, but it's not great, but it's not the end of the world. If I don't, then at least I still have a job and can wait 6 months and see what happens.
Okay, so that was the first round.
So second round, I was probably 65-35, hoping to get laid off.
In this economy?
Yeah, well, it sounds a little counterintuitive, and as I've talked to my friends about this, some of them say you're crazy, some of them say, yeah, that should be fine, we know you, you'll land on your feet.
Why not just quit?
Well, money. I mean, you can get severance and unemployment.
How much severance are you looking at?
On the order of months.
And you would be able to do what?
Well, probably first I'd take a trip somewhere for a couple weeks and clear my head, and then come back and get back to startup world.
You want to be laid off in the next round?
Yes.
What are you doing to make that happen?
Well, that's a little tricky. You can't really ask to be laid off because that's essentially quitting. And I don't want to... I'm not doing anything unethical. I've been taking vacation as much as I can. I've been working from home a lot. You know, doing what I've been tasked to do, but nothing more.
How much vacation have you taken?
A lot.
Now, we're not using your name, but you are going on national radio with your voice to talk about this plan of yours. Is this a part of your attempt to get laid off?
Yeah. Maybe this will backfire and they'll just simply cut me. I don't know.
Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson there interviewing a layoff wannabe on the streets of New York. Maybe Manny Ramirez was looking for an unpaid vacation because he got one. The Los Angeles Dodgers star slugger has been suspended for 50 games after testing positive for a banned substance. The substance was a female fertility drug that steroid users often use to get their testosterone back to normal levels. The layoff will cost Ramirez almost $8 million. It's sure to cost the Dodgers some ticket and merchandise sales, and who knows, maybe a playoff spot. Well, we know Manny's a big Marketplace fan, so Manny, you should have some time to surf over to Marketplace.org and let us know how your late spring is going. Marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.